You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another thought-provoking episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 670. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. This is a thought-provoking episode.
And it's also a morally challenging episode.
I think it is. And it's going to be fun chatting with you about this, Paul.
So which side should I represent?
I think I know what side you're going to represent.
Well, before,
let's just let it play out.
All right. Well, I guess we'll let it play out. And I just want to say before I represent any sides that I actually feel very similarly to the way that Rob feels about this particular issue. But we will get into it. And what are we talking about today? We are talking about, should you be using drones while hunting? Well, I think once deer can shoot back, I think it's a great idea.
That's right.
Anyway, but before we get into today's question is brought to you by the folks at the Drone You community. If you're ready to elevate your experience, whether if you're new to drones or you're old to drones, there's always something that you can learn. But more importantly, you can stay inspired and motivated by the Drone You community. Check it out at thedroneyou.com. Also by our friends at videoblocks.com. Go to videoblocks.com/drone. If you need some copyright-free footage, let's say you went out to a shoot, the weather turned crappy on you because it's, well, let's be honest, it's fall right now, and the chances of you getting an afternoon rainstorm are quite good. So don't let the weather get you down. Dance in the rain and celebrate your membership to videoblocks.com because there you can get the copyright-free clips that you would need so that way you don't degrade your production value when you're producing videos. Check them out, videoblocks.com/drone. Also today, the question is brought to you by coloradodronechargers.com. Again, that's coloradodronechargers.com. If you need a multi-port battery charger for when you're in the field or when you're at home and you need to charge a lot of batteries at once, chances are, if you're a drone pilot like me, you need to do it often. So go to coloradodronechargers.com and use discount code DRONEU8 to get a discount off of any of the chargers that are available on his website. All right, Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that question and let's get into this moral battle. I'm ready.
Hi, I'm Bill King from kingdroneflights.com in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. I'm a 107 pilot and currently just an entry-level DRONEU member. I recently started droning for a business to live the drone life, and by doing weekly mapping missions for a couple mine sites and a couple clients for real estate. My question today is in regards to flying during hunting season. I don't remember covering this subject or if it was part of 107, but say a group of hunters are out in state game lands or privately owned lands with permission. Can I fly commercially to be an aerial spotter for this group, provided I am following standard flying rules, Class G visual line of sight, optional visual observers, or would there be restrictions preventing me from approaching this option? Love the work you guys do, and hopefully I can make this a potential service to offer and make a full membership available in my budget.
All right, Paul.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think this could really be a short episode because we know the right answer.
It actually depends on the state law.
Well, no, it doesn't.
It sure does. In New Mexico, it's totally illegal to use thermal cameras or drones for spotting of wildlife. Mm-hmm. If you are going out and you're hunting, you cannot use drones. But the laws vary from state to state. So you got to make sure you check your state law to see what they say about using drones for hunting. And there may be some older existing rules that still have some sort of effect on being able to fly a drone or using thermal cameras to find game.
So now, is what you're saying is as long as it's not illegal, it's okay?
Oh, here we go. Oh, you're just
no,
going for it.
I'm just curious.
So now, okay, before I answer your demeaning question.
No, it's not demeaning.
I'm kidding. before I answer your question,
funny.
One thing that you could do, now, for example, there are wildlife and game parks, right? One of my clients owns, I think, four or five of them. And I've got another client that owns some up in Colorado. And here's what you could do. if you are using something like Raptor Maps and an Inspire 2 or a Matrice 210 with an X4S and an XT camera, you could do visual maps or thermal maps of the properties themselves, so you could actually have a realistic count of the game that is on the property. So if you were selling, let's say you have a game park and you're selling access to that, and you can guarantee that a certain number of game is available in that park, that is something that is very valuable to game park owners. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, if you're in Colorado and you do lease out your land to hunt on, you could charge more money if you have a, let's say, a thermal map where it showcases just how many, let's say, deer and cows and I don't know why you'd shoot
a
cow.
Whatever.
Elk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All the fun things. Bobcats. I don't know. Whatever whatever you want to go after. Maybe you're after turkeys. Those are going to be a little bit harder to find because of how they move around and about. But I will say this, there is a value if you do want to fly thermal cameras and you do want to create maps of fields to know just what is available. This is another thing I would love to test with the Unique H520. They've got the C-Go camera, mm-hmm. which is thermal camera and an IR camera together.
Huh.
So you could actually your imaging that way and do maps that way, which I think would be really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, it's only $1,200 for the camera. Yeah, not 10 grand.
That's doable.
Yeah, that is doable. So if you're out there and you want to go after hunting lodges, game parks, private land where they sell licenses to essentially access or to let hunters access their land, you could make thermal maps, and you're going to want to use a service like Raptor Maps. We're not affiliated with them. It's just the only service that I'm familiar with right now that actually even does this. So you want to make sure that you are doing it for the right reason, i.e. counting game, not essentially saying, hey, Rob, this is where the big elk is. Go over here three clicks up at 340 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, you could conceivably see people live streaming, right? And showing people where they are. And I think clearly...
God, that would make for a great TV show.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That'd be like Survivor Deer. Let's see how they're going after the deer. Look, they found one. They're going for it. They're in for the hunt. They found their spot and they're ready to go after it.
Yeah. And
oh,
then...
they've shot it. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's not dead yet. It's still running. Now the chase begins.
Oh, gosh. No, and I will say I don't disagree at all with what you said about the use that makes sense, and that's counting and getting a sense of what game is even available. And I think that's a great idea.
I think it could actually be really useful for wildlife conservation agencies,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know,
there's always two sides of a story here, Rob.
Well, I think the issue is that the answer is deeper. It's just not a simple answer because there's always that it depends on what you mean by the question. And I don't know exactly what Bill means. And I suppose he could very well be talking about what we're talking about when he says scouting. And that's just making sure there are deer there or there are elk there or there whatever you're hunting is even there. And
isn't that like part of the fun of hunting?
Well, exactly. It's part of the fun. It's part of the sport. It's part of the challenge.
So.
It's part of the ethics. It's and I'm really curious. I think we're going to get a lot of comments on this once it gets posted. And I'm really curious what people
are
going to say
PETA
about it.
PETA is going to say something. Hey, PETA.
Well,
I'm not talking about the Hunger Games PETA either.
Feel free to chime in as well. But
yeah. Hey,
no,
maybe
I really am curious
in
because in my mind, it's pretty clear that this technology should not be used to aid a hunter directly in finding game to go shoot.
Okay. Well, what if the hunter, let's say a hunter is an avid drone pilot and he's got a FLIR View Pro, like we have one, thanks to Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. Check out Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. What if I were... And actually, today was one of the first days I wanted to do this. But in part of my vlog, I want to shoot everything in thermal to show, to like kind of do a storyline of what it's like if you are living monotonous lifestyle versus a creative, interesting lifestyle. Not monotonous, like, I think I used the wrong word. Not like, I don't talk about
just
hooking up more than
one
woman.
Just a different lifestyle than you would choose.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Okay. I'm talking about like... Is monotony the right word? I'm talking.
No. Oh, well, okay. It might be monotonous for you. I mean, that's kind of a perception thing, right?
Boring, complacent.
I know what you mean. And so does everybody listening.
Creative and fun and going after what you want to do. So I want to showcase boring every day. I sit in traffic all day long. Which, by the way, I'm gonna.
It makes me think of the Ants Go Marching song by Dave Matthews. That's what we need.
Actually love that song.
I think it's a great song.
Bum bum bum.
Yeah, that's right.
Bum bum bum.
No, but yeah. Anyways, I hear what you're saying.
Anyway, I may actually like sit around and drive through traffic with a bunch of cameras strapped to the hood just to demonstrate this. But my point is, let's say I got a FLIR View Pro and I mount it to my gun or I mount it to my tree stand, which there's IR cameras and game cameras in tree stands. And the difference between IR and tier is not very different.
Sure. And where do you draw other that
than
line?
The price, other than
I'm
the price
not
point.
I'm prepared to answer that.
So, well, you brought on the question, buddy. So,
actually, Bill did. But go ahead.
Okay. Anyway. You went with the morally ethic right way, and now I have to choose to defend the morally wrong way. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that, okay?
Okay. Fair enough.
So let's say you got a FLIR View Pro.
Okay.
And I strap that thing to my 308. And I also happen to strap it to a FlySight monitor that's on my gun now, too.
Jeez.
Okay. Really got a lot on this gun, all right? Probably going to need a bipod for this thing. What's the difference between using a FLIR View Pro with thermal optics on a gun versus in the sky?
Well, what I think some might say is that what's the difference between using that FLIR View Pro and just a scope, right? It's kind of just an enhanced
or a thermal scope.
Yeah, which I mean, obviously people use scopes.
Maybe
I don't know about thermal scopes.
That.
Do people use thermal scopes?
I'm not even sure if that's actually okay. I'm not sure if that would be ITAR compliant.
Yeah, well, I don't
want to get in trouble with the feds. I'm just saying.
But I do understand the question of somebody saying, well, you're using a scope, so where do you draw that line of what technology is okay and what isn't? Because a scope is a form of technology.
And how you
and
use
it enhances
that technology.
Your ability.
Because what if we put a scope on a drone and flew it up and just had a camera? Like literally, what if we mounted a scope so that the Phantom 4 Pro camera was literally like looking through the sights and you just slowly, it would be essentially like a Z30 camera.
Mm-hmm.
You just flew a Z30 camera up. So it's not even thermal. And you're just looking around and you spot the game and you're ready to go in for the kill.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't feel good about using that kind of technology to hunt.
I would, because I'm lazy and I'm going out there to hunt, and I don't want to waste a bunch of time because I got a bunch of YouTube review videos to do and some podcasts.
Well,
so
then, Bill,
I
have a market in Paul. So the question then comes back to what he actually asked is there anything that prevents me from doing it? Like from a 107 perspective, as far as I know,
well, weather.
Not.
It's got to have 3 miles of visibility. So that would kill some of the best days to use thermal. But
the 107 is like, so
if you were doing it in New Mexico, it is 100% illegal.
Okay. Pennsylvania, we don't know what the law is.
No.
That's where Bill is. But as far as the 107 is concerned, as far as I'm aware, there's nothing that would prevent it.
I would have to go read through the rules one more time, which I don't have time for today. Or tomorrow, or Saturday, or Sunday, or the rest of the year. But anyway.
Well, just think about the normal provisions. I mean, flying over people, line of sight.
Flying over wildlife.
Did you see that in there?
No.
Okay.
There is one thing for sure. We cannot add a weapon onto a drone. That is definitely illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing.
He's not asking about that.
Well, I'm just saying maybe he really wants to have a heyday. I don't know.
Maybe. So. He didn't mention a heyday of the sort, but perhaps.
I don't endorse that either. I'm not really sure if there is anything as far as federal law goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Someone could say that if you were flying on BLM land, that you may need a permit to fly, but there is a very clear statute, and it's in the Drone Pilot Field Kit. It essentially says that if as long as you use the land and don't cause damage to the land in any way, that you essentially don't need a permit. But if you're bringing in a closed set film, you do need a permit. So there's some intricacies with that as far as filming permits would go, meaning whether taking off and landing from BLM land or national forest land. I don't even know. Can you hunt on national forest land?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm sure. I don't know if you can get permits for that or not.
I'm not a hunter, so I don't even know. So I'm talking.
I'm really not.
I'm
either.
Arguing for something that I really know nothing about.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not. We're not asking. He's not asking about hunting per se. He's asking about using drones to aid hunters, and we'd have to go a little deeper
okay.
with him.
Okay, hold on one second. Let's say that I am hunting in Arizona where there are big canyons that I could just fall into at any moment if I were walking and not paying attention. What's the difference between me putting up a drone and looking at the terrain around me to make sure that I'm not going to endlessly walk into a canyon and end my life on accident, and then all of a sudden I spot a deer?
Well, then I'm going to have to go with intent and say you're okay.
Oh,
if your intent is honest.
You're pulling a Vic Moss on me. I like that. I like that. How do you prove intent at that point?
Well, you know your intent in your heart, Paul.
That's so deep. How
honest.
Do you prove that in a court of law?
I don't.
Let me pull a Herb Aiken really quick. How are you going to prove that to a judge?
Yeah, I'm not going to try. I just, everybody has to kind of decide what they're okay with, right? And then operate accordingly and then be
True.
Honest with yourself. So
yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at. But if you're really trying to find a canyon that you don't fall into and, oh.
I think I just found a new
look at that sucker.
Class for the M210.
Which is?
Scouting deer with a FLIR XT and a Z30 camera at the same time.
Okay, so if you're gonna scout
I'm
deer.
I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
At a minimum, let's just say, for the sake of playing devil's advocate, that we say it's okay.
We're not saying that, though.
We are not saying that clearly. I hope that's clear by now, because anyways.
If you're going to get all sensitive on us, just keep your comments at home.
Yeah, or let them roll, too.
Let them
that's
roll.
Fine, too.
Probably want to respond to them anyway.
Is if there, would
by
there
the way,
be...
that would be really oxymoronic if you're super sensitive and you're an avid hunter and you want to use thermal to kill. Like, I'm just saying,
well, yeah,
that would really be an oxymoron.
Yeah, I think most of the folks they're probably anti-hunters, and this just makes them super anti-hunters.
Like,
but I think there are also some really just moral sportsmen out there that would say, no, I don't think this is okay. But let's say you said, okay, it's okay, but don't think you should do it like in real time, meaning scout today and then get a sense of what's going on and then go hunt how many days later? 1, 2, 12.
That's actually a good question.
And again, I don't know what the answer is. Because, for example, we started off the show talking about maybe the owner of a camp or the owner of a ranch that allows hunting, using it to count the game. Okay, so now they've counted the game, but do they tell the hunters where the game are? And if so, how long ago were they there? So even that, those ranch owners are going to have to deal with some.
I'm not really sure how
stuff.
Effective the scouting would be anyway, because let's say you actually were to go out and hunt, you were to use a drone with thermal optics to find a deer. Chances are, to actually get a realistic location of the drone, you're probably going to fly over them and then like know that point in space by looking at the Latin launch of the drone, mm-hmm. which on a unique you could do on a DJI drone, you would have to just measure the distance from yourself versus that GPS point and where the drone is, mm-hmm. or just snap a picture and then download the picture to your phone, and then that way you could rip the GPS data off the picture and know exactly where it was. But my point is that you would have to fly over the animal itself, and if you do that, chances are you're going to scare them away and they're going to end up moving anyway. So it really doesn't even seem like it's that useful.
Well, I don't know. You said the Unique was a really quiet drone.
It sure is.
So, and part of scouting could be determining.
It's also orange, so it's very easy to see.
But hunters wear orange and they hunt in it, so.
So that means don't shoot the drone.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Well, let's turn this on its head here. What if we're using drones to scout? Is it then okay to hunt the drone? No, because it's illegal to shoot any aircraft from the sky. Oh, yeah. It's 100% illegal. Like, I
know, but that hasn't been proven in court yet.
You mean it has been backed up in court yet?
Correct.
Yeah. Poor Boggs.
Indeed.
Poor David
Yeah,
Boggs.
So anyways, I mean, scouting could include determining the tendencies of the animal. So if you, yeah, I don't know. Don't do it.
Long story short, Rob says don't do it.
That's right.
Well, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Let us know how you feel about this issue. I'm sure everyone is going to say, no, don't use drones for hunting and scouting. We're on board with that, and we agree with you. So anyway, but let us know what you think. We would love to hear you. But again, that's going to do it for us today. So my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.